What have you heard and seen and everything on the news today, and how did you see it, first of all?
I just woke up to it. Obviously pretty crazy, but, you know, nothing's set in stone yet, so, you know, I guess we'll see what happens.
If you were to get a guy like Juan Soto in the lineup, what would that do for you guys?
Well, it's just another way to maneuver our lineup with that left-right, and obviously he's an MVP caliber player, so, I mean, it's, you know, with him, Manny, and obviously Toddy back, I mean, that's a pretty big good 1-2-3 punch, so, you know, it'll help with, you know, me and Crony and, you know, Alfaro and Nola and Trent, and, you know, it just makes it tougher on the pitcher, so, you know, hopefully they make more mistakes, and, you know, obviously I've played in a lineup like that in New York, so with a bunch of, you know, guys that can, you know, always hit a three-run homer, so, I mean, it's going to be nice to Adam, if we do, and obviously Josh too is another, you know, guy that hits 300 every year, so it's exciting. Obviously, we have Hader, that's all I can confirm. So, I guess, you know, over these next, you know, 4 or 5 hours, we'll find out what happens.
That's my last question. Is just how do you deal with a day like today? I mean, you guys have 2 games today, and but there's all that news. You know, how do you talk about it? What happens?
A lot of coffee today. I know that's. So a lot of guys got their sleep tonight. Obviously, we're not going to know. I'm sure, you know, they'll be chattering in the dugout during, you know, the games and stuff. But, you know, we got to win these 2 games. Obviously, we're still fighting for, you know, the division, which is, you know, kind of far. But we want to get that, at least that top wild card spot. So we got to win these 2 games, try to find a way to scrap them out and, you know, let the front office do what they got to do.